radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G.
Yo, and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Got two on at the corners here in the third. And Bregman sends one deep to left. It is back and it is gone. A three-run poke. Alex Bregman puts the Stros on the board in the third inning.
That is Alex Bregman, three-run homer against the Yankees in the 2022 playoffs. He is now a Boston Red Sox, so he can assault the Yankees more often now.
That's true.
On a more regular basis.
That's why he went there. He wants to be closer to his kids because he's their daddy.
It's funny because he does pretty well against them. Abigail's shaking her head. Well, Abigail, we've got something to shake our head at you about, but we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. This is the big question. Is Alex Bregman an all-time Houston Astro?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I wouldn't retire his number. I'm going to say no. This is meant with – there's no offense here. I've been going back and forth on this, and I know we've discussed this a couple of times. Bregman, is he on the same level as Jeff Bagwell? Is he on the same level as Craig Biggio? The longevity gets those guys passed, and the fact that they're both in the Hall of Fame get them passed. I don't know that Bregman's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Altuve's already going to be one of the Astros' numbers retired. And I do think Justin Verlander will be, because Verlander is one of the best pitchers that we've seen in the last 20 years or so. I love everything Bregman's done for this team. And he was here 9 years, and he was one of the longest holdovers as part of this dynastic run. But we're talking about two All-Star appearances. Sure, there was a crowded American League. There's a lot of good third basemen in it. But the last time that we really saw him play at the kind of level that we had seen Jeff Bagwell do, where he did have that almost MVP season in the strike-shortened year, and that Craig Biggio just did for such a long period of time, which does help him out, it was 2019. It's been a while.
You know, it's the all-time Astro, and worthy of having his number retired? I think the answer has to be no, because I don't quite understand why Lance Berkman's number is not retired.
Ooh.
He was here for 12 years. He had a better batting average. He was a better overall player than Alex was, I would say. Obviously doesn't have the success that, you know, he did. But like,
had a legit Hall of Fame case, which I don't think Bregman has.
Probably not. And I think people will look back. So see, the thing with Bregman in the Hall of Fame and why I think he will for sure be kept out is because Altuve has persevered past the cheating scandal and still been a great player. Bregman has been a much different player, still been good, but a different player since 2019. A lot of people wrongfully still believe the Astros were cheating in 2019. So I think writers will look at that drop off post-19 and say that's why he does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I think it's hard to argue that, to be honest. Like, if they were cheating in 2019, that was his peak year, 41 home runs, top MVP finish. It's hard to argue that. But if Berkman's number is not retired, then Bregman's probably not. So is he an all-time Astro? I think the answer is yes, but I don't think his number is retired. I think those are two different things.
I mean, I think you could say he's one of the top 50 Astros ever. I feel like that's fair to say. But and at his peak, had his peak been a little bit longer, then maybe this is a different conversation. But yeah, I think to what you said, Berkman was here longer. Berkman's number's not retired. It's kind of strange that it's not retired, to be perfectly honest. And it's also a little bit strange that he's not in the Hall of Fame and that there hasn't really been a serious case made for him to get into the Hall of Fame over the last couple of years. I believe since he was off the ballot, he's just done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just until like the veteran committee or whatever.
Right, and I don't understand exactly how the veteran committee works, but that's where I'm at here. If Bergman becomes that, I'd rehave this conversation.
Yeah, and now that they're going to retire Billy Wagner's number, I do think that getting into the real Hall of Fame is the prerequisite for getting your number retired in Houston. That seems to be directly correlated since it's happening right after. So Berkman's not in, doesn't have his number retired. Wagner is now in, gets his retired. Probably the same for Bregman Altuve, because of his friendship with Jim Crane, I do think Justin Verlander's number will get retired by the Houston Astros. So from the 2017 team and on, probably just Verlander and Altuve. But is he a great Astro? Absolutely. He means more to this franchise than Carlos Correa, more than George Springer, because he was here longer than those guys.
Yeah, for sure on that front. The sign-stealing thing, it's always going to be held against him, and it might be held against him in a way that, with Altuve, time has healed all wounds. I think people look at Altuve's numbers since then and the numbers that he had before that, and they think to themselves, okay, yeah, he was a part of that team. Yeah, we didn't like that team, but you've seen the narrative shift online. And it hasn't really happened with Bregman, who also had this unfortunate incident when the sign-stealing scandal led to a press conference where a bunch of Houston Astros apologized.
I have some brief remarks that I'd like to share with y'all. I am really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.
It's just so awkward that they made him and Altuve go up there. Now, if you want to like deep dive into it, when they actually met with the media, it was way less uncomfortable. But that was the things that people ran with when they made that press conference, because it sounds like he's reading off note cards. It sounds like he was clearly told exactly what to say by the PR staff.
He is definitely reading there.
I wonder if there's like a teleprompter, because he's like just like holding his hands during the press conference as he's talking. Like he has his hands crossed.
Could be.
So like I don't know if there was a teleprompter there at spring training that he was reading off of, but yeah, it's just so awkward, and that's why people for so long didn't believe the Astros were actually apologetic, because of how awkward that sounded with Alex Bregman. But I think for the most part, people are all over it.
I think people in Houston are over it, that's for sure. But there are some who will never get over it, and now you got to see if the folks in Boston are over it. I saw someone comment earlier, I don't know if Bill Burr went hard after Alex Bregman back in the day. Wouldn't be surprising. I do feel like, again, a little hypocrisy there. Red Sox were doing the sign stealing with the Apple Watch, and of course the Patriots were doing some sign stealing of their own. And I mean, I still will stand by the fact that I don't think it provided as much of an advantage as many people say. Pull your homer. Yes, I'm a homer. But I mean, that's a city that's familiar with it.
Yeah, but like, I mean, their managers, you know, is Alex Cora.
Literally the guy who was more of a ringleader than AJ Hinch.
Marwin Gonzalez is going to play on that team. This is what's going to happen. And we're going to laugh at them the next day and call them the dumbest fans in sports. Is that Alex Bregman is going to come to the plate when the Houston Astros play there this year, and they are going to cheer him relentlessly, and then they're going to boo Jose Altuve. That's what's going to happen in that game when they play in Boston this year, is they're going to boo Altuve for cheating, and they're going to cheer for Alex Bregman in the same game, probably in the same inning. That's just how it works. Like, all these teams have forgiven the players that are on their team. Marwin Gonzalez, again, with the New York Yankees. Carlos Correa with the Minnesota Twins. Garrett Cole, like, he was part of the Astros, but he's a Yankee. It doesn't matter. Like, everyone gets over it once you get there. They just don't like the organization at this point, it feels like.
He's Joe. I'm Paul. Abigail in for Sean behind the glass. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. What is the thing you will remember Alex Bregman for the most now that he is a Boston Red Sox? If you want to vent about him moving on to Boston, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. You can join us on YouTube at ESPN Houston or on Twitch at ESPN 975. Stick around on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You are back with Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
Here's the 0-1. High fly ball. Bregman. And the Astros
Astros cleanup man just cleaned up and blows open game number four here in the seventh against the Nationals bullpen.
Alex Bregman's grand slam in the 2019 World Series, probably the best moment for him from a fantastic season where he had 41 homers in the regular season. Just a side note here, I do miss Joe Buck on the call for World Series games.
I like Joe Davis, but I'm with you.
Dodger Joe Davis can kick rocks.
Really, I think he's pretty good.
He can kick rocks.
I miss Joe Buck.
He's not Joe Buck. The majesty of Joe Buck, it's the best. However, that is a very underwhelming call of a grand slam in the World Series.
See, but I think that's where, okay, there was like a turning point for Joe Buck where I feel like he got told he was too boring, and it was around that time.
2019?
Because I feel like all of his calls were boring for the most part. And then it feel like it picked back up a little bit. But yeah, I think that Joe Davis, like the Yordan Alvarez, turn this game upside down.
It's a great call. Fantastic. But he's still Dodger Joe Davis.
Yeah, I think his Dodger moments are awesome. I know he's a Dodger.
He's a Dodger guy. He's not a true national broadcaster.
Yeah, but Joe Buck's a Cardinal.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I hate the Cardinals. So do most Astros fans.
It is funny. A lot of people think Joe Buck was always rooting against the Astros because perhaps of Cardinals allegiance and their time together, the Cardinals, Astros, and the NL Central, especially in the early 2000s. Some of the, back and forths that those teams had back then. Now, as far as Alex Bregman's best moment, what is it? Was it that one? Was it HTX Rhino on the rail in Fenway? Did he hit a home run off of Pesky's pole?
I think he did.
Okay. Or was it off to the left field green monster?
I think it's the walk off in game five in 2017.
Yeah, that game was drunk.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for that not to be.
To ice the best game maybe that's ever been played.
Yeah. That to me is probably the one that's the best play from Alex Bregman. I don't think it's my favorite play from Alex Bregman. My favorite play is the walk-off versus the Oakland A's that happened. We have that one, actually. Abigail, it's the bizarre walk-off.
Bizarre walk-off. Oh. This is a fun one against the A's, right?
Yeah, where he hit it a foot in front of him.
Yeah.
And then they went to tag him, and did the little juke step backwards, and then they overthrew it to first base.
That's some mastery.
And then Kyle Tucker came all the way home. He didn't do much, but it's like my favorite play. This is what it sounded like.
Tapper near the plate, and everybody's in play. They both advance. The throw's away!
No, what?
The Astros are going to win it! The Astros are going to win! Unbelievable! A ball that went about 5 feet in front of home plate! Year.
Oakland A's.
Yeah, the other one was like a lazy pop-up, and it dropped in between the pitcher and the catcher for a walk-off that season. That was the other one that Todd Callis was referring to. So I think that's like it's because it's a hilarious play, even though he didn't really do much there.
He got a little too into the pop-ups. You know, the pop-ups don't work like that very often.
No, they don't.
This past season, there were a lot of pop-ups. I don't know if it was intentional.
Yeah.
If it was, I think he should work on it, though. I will say at Fenway Park, the right field line, it is so short, Pesky's pole, and also the fence is like up to my knees.
Yeah.
So a pop-up at Fenway Park could be a home run.
Yeah.
In certain parts of the park.
And how do you think he'll like the Boston media? Because it's a big change. Most of these guys have left and gone to pretty soft markets like Houston kind of is.
I think he'll hate them, but they're not as bad as they used to be because I don't think there's the same level of care in the Red Sox in Boston that there used to be. Of course, there's still some interest, but until that team is good again, I don't think people are ever going to care the way that they cared about them in the early 2000s when I was living there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's just kind of how baseball's gone, too. When they had not won a World Series, it was just that's all that town cared about.
Was winning the World Series.
And then they got what they always wanted, and they didn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like the story of my dating life. It's like whenever I get what I'm looking for, that's when I self-sabotage.
And that's when it blows up.
And then I'm like, ooh.
What else is
look
out
at
there?
That. Ooh. Speaking of, that allows us to bring this up. So I wish I – you know what? Hang on a second. Do I have those Do I have those in my pocket?
I know what's happening right now.
I do. So for those who are watching on YouTube, for those who are watching on YouTube and those who are watching on Twitch, this is the best way to watch the show. But something happened today in the middle of the show, and it might have led to an on-air mistake. So I'm going to throw a flag on the play here.
Oh.
I do have a yellow penalty flag.
Yes.
Abigail, who is in for Sean, and is doing, for the most part, a very
good
job.
Can I preface this first?
Nope. We're gonna set up the story. We'll allow you to defend yourself, and the people will determine whether or not the defense is adequate. But Abigail, who... has an Instagram account at, for whatever reason, 1250 decided to post a picture of you holding a camera and you're pointing it at the mirror and, you know, you're posing a little bit, all sorts of poses. I'm going to count 9, 10, 13 poses or so with the comment, getting stronger and leaner, hashtag gym, hashtag fitness, hashtag workout, hashtag fit, hashtag fitness motivation, hashtag bodybuilding, hashtag motivation, hashtag gym motivation, hashtag training, hashtag gym life, hashtag muscle, hashtag felt, hashtag fit fam, hashtag lifestyle, hashtag sport, hashtag personal trainer, hashtag fitness model, ooh, hashtag CrossFit, hashtag exercise, hashtag love, what? Hashtag healthy lifestyle, hashtag InstaGood, hashtag strong, hashtag Instagram, hashtag weight loss, hashtag InstaFit, hashtag fitness addict, hashtag fitness journey, hashtag bodybuilder. Your thoughts?
A flag on the play. Too many hashtags.
So I go on my Instagram during a commercial break. It's the first thing that pops up. And Abigail, I noticed that it happened during a segment. And it might have been during a segment. We're coming back into a break. We did not play the 100% correct audio. You've been doing a great job. But are you Instagramming and producing at the same time?
You know what? There's a thing called scheduling. Actually, Sam showed me our social media manager.
Deflecting.
And you can schedule it, and it'll just post whenever you want to do it, and that's what I did.
Okay.
So, but instead of promoting the show that she's working on, she's just promoting herself.
Yeah, I know.
Not a team player.
I mean, listen, Abigail. I mean, you have a good fitness following on the gram, right? That's mm-hmm. what you're going for. Just motivational messages from time to time.
Do a lot of fitness ladies follow you on Instagram?
Yes.
It's not just creepy dudes.
No.
Oh, so you know, but you
not
know
just
who,
creepy dudes.
You know who would
okay.
like fitness ladies? Pictures. Paul would like fitness ladies.
Oh, I could set you up.
You can set me
Ooh!
Up?
Ooh,
yeah.
You know what? All right. You can do what you're doing again, though. But you have to set me up. That's the thing. You got to set me up. And you got.
Do you like people in their 20s?
I heard Sam in the background say, yes, he does. I have no comment on the matter. But obviously, yes.
Yep.
Listen, I'm in a midlife crisis, but there's a double standard with men, right? Where we are, for whatever reason, allowed to pursue younger than us. We're going to get into that.
We are going to get into
and
that.
And how far is too far?
How far is too far?
How
today?
Far is too far? A little bit later. We also need to talk about Abigail, because we like to talk about dating stories. Are you comfortable talking
sure.
about? So someone asked Abigail out at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and this was yesterday, and he came up to me and was like, "Hey, what's your name? I've seen you in the gym so much." And then literally 30 minutes later, I receive a text because I gave him my number because I was like,
strange.
"It's awkward to be like." No, and you see him every day. So Joe has a different opinion.
Yeah, that's strange. Don't give it to him.
Just don't give it to him if you don't want to give him the number.
Yeah,
well,
give him a fake
I
number.
Just wanted to be nice. I didn't want to like be like, no, it's fine.
Give him Sam's number. It's fine.
Oh, that's so true.
But he had courtside seats.
He texted me. He was like, I know this is late notice, but he had, but I have courtside seats to the Rockets game tonight. Okay, but one, you know that he didn't just buy the tickets that day. He probably, somebody probably called off and like didn't come. So I'm the next option.
Or maybe he has season tickets and.
Season tickets?
Maybe he'd been thinking about this for a while.
Or maybe, you know,
yeah,
he bought them for you or was going to buy them for you.
Or maybe he had another girl and then they dropped off.
Did you watch the game last night? Was he there courtside?
I didn't see him at courtside, though.
What if you didn't go to the game because
oh,
he
because
was so
of me.
Sad you didn't?
Dang, that would have been, that would suck.
He broke his heart.
So what did you say in response
I
to
I would
the
still
text?
Go by myself.
By yourself you would go? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't? But so what did you respond? What did you say to him in response? Did you say no? No, thank
okay.
you? Did you say something that's going to allow him to go back? Because this is to Joe's point about giving the number. We do not give up. I know I don't. I'm like, I will hit my head against the wall until someone's like, fine, God, Paul, I'll go out with you. Which is probably not ideal, but I mean, whatever.
It happens
baby.
Sometimes.
It does. It does.
For you.
What does that mean?
No, I just said that I was still at the gym. And I love.
You're going to work at the gym all night. Can't go to the Rockets game. I'll be at the gym for the next 12 hours.
No, the Rockets game started at
7.
7, 30. Yeah. I left at 7:30.
Okay. All right, yeah. Next question. What's up with the camera in this photo? You bring in like a high-def camera to take photos of yourself while you work out?
Oh, that's not even my favorite.
Use an iPhone.
It's not even my camera.
It's not your camera?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I just use my friend's camera.
Okay. That's still strange.
No, no, no. I honestly, like, if you're going the fitness route, I think it was a good move. I actually like that move.
iPhone cameras are just as good now, basically.
For yeah, I have the 16. But she was like, oh, you can use it. I was like, oh, okay.
It looks more vintage.
That's true.
I think I actually like that part of it. It was more the 70 million hashtags.
Yeah.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
And just remember, like, you just, not only did you ruin this hashtag guy's love. Night, you also ruined his chance at love on Valentine's Day. It's tomorrow. This was
right.
You might have got flowers.
But here's the thing, and I experienced this week, and this was my date update yesterday, Joe, that you missed. So, Marathon Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I asked, hey, Friday, Saturday, you want to do anything? She said she was doing something Saturday, and she was like offended that I asked her out on Friday. And I was like,
what?
I know. And I was like, why? And she's like, because it's Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, okay, fine. But, I mean, there's no expectations here. Is that a little weird?
Yeah, that's very strange.
But also, it's weird to ask on Valentine's Day.
Why?
Because are y'all like together? Like,
no.
It's just like a.
This is the sense I got is that you can't ask somebody out on Valentine's Day if you're not actually together. But it's dumb. It's a Friday.
Whoa. But that's stupid because Valentine's Day dies once you get married. Once you start dating someone, Valentine's Day is stupid.
No, it doesn't die.
No, you don't go out on Valentine's Day.
Yes, you
do. No, you don't.
I know so many couples that go, they're married and go out on Valentine's Day.
I take my wife out enough to dinner that I don't need to take her out on Valentine's Day.
Whoa, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're in a relationship.
But you
she owes me one anyways.
But Paul, what would you do?
I mean, what, if I were in the same shoes as Joe?
Yes.
You're married. If she liked Valentine's Day, I'd take her out for Valentine's Day. I'd probably do something sweet and romantic.
Yeah. I mean, I get like flowers and everything.
Oh,
I don't need to go out for dinner. So like. The Marathon Girl should not be offended by Paul asking.
She was like, it wasn't offended as much as annoyed. And I was like, okay. The response was weird in that I really did not know that Friday was Valentine's Day.
Where'd you meet her? Dating app?
No. It was, I was wearing my cat's pajamas and she was wearing striped pajamas at Lights in the Heights night.
Oh. Okay.
No, not at Boulevard, at Bobcat Teddy's.
So, oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
I see Paul out. Pretty often.
That is true. We do see each other at Boulevard a lot. I haven't been there in a little bit. Anyway, guys, that's the date update. We got an Abigail date update.
Yeah.
We got a Paul date update.
Yeah.
And Joe's not going to do anything for Valentine's Day.
No.
That's a date update.
No. We had a puking kid yesterday. We are on a pause from dates right now.
Yeah, but you could make a homemade meal.
No, we'll go out this. No, I'll do something like that.
Okay.
I don't need to go out
there. But you, I heard you say something along the way like, oh, she owes me. What does that mean?
I stayed up with the kid all night last night.
That is true. Are you going to use... So, listen, I don't understand how marriages worked.
Is this a trump card? No, there's a
you,
reason behind it. I don't know if I can say
okay,
it.
Okay, if you don't want to say it, you don't
no,
have to.
No, it's okay. Dude, she might kill me for this.
Oh, no, don't say it. Don't
no,
say
okay.
it,
Joe.
You've gotten in trouble,
don't
you've gotten in trouble
don't
before. You've gotten in trouble before.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows,
though? We don't know, but...
You know.
Oh, I do know? Oh,
we know.
Oh, okay.
We know.
Never mind.
It's okay to say.
Okay.
It's okay to say. So my wife could not be up with Joseph because he puked 7 times last night because she's very nauseous because she's pregnant.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
So
look at that.
I had to stay up with the kid last
Congratulations.
Night.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I had to stay up with the kid last night because she was going to puke every single time he puked. So I didn't go to sleep till like 6 in the morning. So that's why I took yesterday off.
Okay. Hey, listen.
Being team husband and team dad.
You're a good father.
Valid.
You're a good husband. But you know what? Pregnant lady on Valentine's Day?
No, yeah. Well, she'll
do
be at work.
Special.
She'll be at work. So.
Eating for two.
Yeah.
Ooh, what would it be? And she works at a restaurant.
She works at a restaurant. So whenever whenever we do celebrate holidays, we also celebrate them very differently because, like, she's always at work on Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas Eve, Valentine's Day. So if we do something, it'll be this weekend, like Sunday night.
Okay.
Probably.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is a fun little segment.
Yeah.
We got a huge announcement.
Yeah.
Joe
huge announcement.
The show. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Officially.
Yes. Thank you.
Galan and George, he's Joe. I'm Paul. Abigail behind the glass in for Sean. 713-780-3776 to call in to text it. We're a lifestyle show now.
We are a lifestyle show now. And when Sean's not here.
And Alex Bregman's no longer in our life.
It's true. That's what happens when people leave you.
Interesting trade rumor in the NFL. We will keep you. You are still allowed to weigh in on what's going on with Alex Bregman. We will talk about a huge NFL rumor, though, that could affect the Houston Texans. and a little bit more. Stay put. It's Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5,
92.5. ESPN 97.5.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Dad, hush!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant and Joe George. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time. Alex Bregman is a Boston Red Sox. We'll get back into that in just a couple of moments. Trevor Lawrence is the Jacksonville Jaguars starting quarterback. There have been some interesting rumors about Trevor Lawrence's future this afternoon that started in Pittsburgh. It's been refuted by a couple of people who cover both the Steelers and the Jaguars, but supposedly the Pittsburgh Steelers at the very least made a phone call to inquire about trading for Trevor Lawrence. The fact that this came out, even if there's perhaps no progress on this, I think, Joe, does mean there is a chance that the Jacksonville Jaguars are shopping Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, if they're not a believer, then my guess is someone still will be and would give up a king's ransom for him. I know he hasn't lived up to this generational prospect that he's supposed to be, but he's still, like, what? He's got to be, like, what, 26 years old
mm-hmm.
at this point? At most, he's 25. He'll be 26 this football season. So, like, if you're going to move on from him, I guess this would be the time to do it.
Because right.
like, with the draft capital, you can get back, but that would really surprise me. Because, like, what do they do next? Just turn it over to Mac Jones?
Yeah.
Like, good question. That, like, I don't know. Like, I get it from Pittsburgh's point of view. Like, they need a quarterback desperately. Russell Wilson's not the answer. It seems like they don't want him back. We can bet on Justin Fields. They already benched him for Russell Wilson. So if you could get Trevor Lawrence, I totally get the idea behind it. But that would honestly shock me if they traded for him.
It would be surprising. It would be a great move by Pittsburgh to upgrade their quarterback position. I do think there is a ceiling with Trevor Lawrence. I think the real question is, can he actually get consistently close to what that ceiling is? Because there's no denying he has skills. But you can say that about a lot of quarterbacks. His accuracy issues are the biggest problem for me. Always have been. He sails passes a lot. And obviously, you hope his brain isn't scrambled from getting smashed by Aziz Alshire.
Yeah. I guess, and you look at his contract, like, he does have an out after 2028. But, I mean, he's going to be, like, if they traded him, let's say, like, $10 million after June 1st,
mm-hmm.
If they traded him right now, they'd lose $13 million. So, like, it's not the worst contract in the world, but that would stun me. I think maybe it shouldn't. After the Luka trade, like, maybe nothing should ever surprise us again after Luka Doncic was traded. Like, if they were like, yeah, we're moving on from Trevor Lawrence to put, like, Matt Stafford as our quarterback, like, maybe we shouldn't be surprised.
On YouTube, Christopher Soriano asks, who has better hair, Trevor Lawrence, Abigail, or Sean Mapes? He asked that earlier. Who has better hair, Abigail or Sean Mapes?
Trevor Lawrence, I think, is the answer here, right?
You think Trevor Lawrence is the answer?
I think that I have the best hair.
I don't know. I like Sean's hair. What's wrong with that?
I think what?
Abigail's so insulted by that.
So
you
Abigail,
have good hair, but I don't know. Sean's got that Lance McCullers flow.
He has luscious hair.
Abigail goes for herself.
What? You don't see that?
No, it is very luscious. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Every day when I see Sean across from me, I think luscious. Then now Abigail's hair.
It's not the same, right?
It's not the same. We'll see what happens with Trevor Lawrence. I imagine the Jaguars keep him. They don't even have a GM right now.
They're still interviewing GMs.
They interviewed Brandon Brown today for GM. Imagine you're in the conversation with him about general managing, and they're like, yeah, we might trade our quarterback.
That's why I feel like I don't really believe it. I feel like you wait for the new GM to get in here. Unless Liam Cohen is the one saying he doesn't want Trevor Lawrence, then it can make sense. But it just that would shock me if they actually did that.
The Jets have officially broken up with Aaron Rodgers. They did it via Twitter. They just said, we have informed Aaron Rodgers that we are no longer quarterback and team.
Yes. But
imagine they told him face-to-face.
Well, yeah, remember
they did say that.
And they made him fly to New York for it.
They made him fly to New York before telling him that. I guess Aaron Glenn told Rodgers, you can't go on the Pat McAfee show anymore. And I don't know if that was the final straw for Rodgers not going back to New York. But it does have me wondering, have you ever broken up with anybody over social media?
Over social media?
They are kind of doing that.
No.
Is it actually a thing?
Some people, I imagine, do that. Just like announce that they're single.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't. I'm asking if anyone in the room has done that. Is anyone like an especially toxic person?
Like, I have to go to like Snapchat, I think, if anything.
Whoa,
yeah,
you
like little not kids, anymore, like 18.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
But like when I was in college, like Snapchat was a thing. Yeah.
The early days of Facebook, you definitely saw that from time to time before everyone else got on.
They would have it like single and then like in a relationship and then back to single.
Yeah, oh yeah. I definitely did that a lot.
There was also It's Complicated for a while.
I did that too. I did that to, I it did not work at all. I remember I was like doing that to try to get someone jealous. Did not work, not even slightly once.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever broken up. Have you ever been broken up with via social media?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Mm-mm. No.
That person sucks if that's happened.
Yeah. But I bet
you do that. You suck.
Some people have done it, though. That's for sure. What else is going on? Oh, Nick Caley had his introductory press conference with the Houston Texans today. He's their new offensive coordinator. Here's what he had to say. A couple of highlights. The Texans aren't going to do square peg in a round hole. Okay. DeMeco complimented him a lot. Nick Caley said that I like tight ends, and DeMeco Ryans said they won't get into specifics about free agents, and that it was very hard to let Bobby Slowick go.
Okay. I'm sure it was very hard to let Bobby Slowick go because they're friends.
You're smirking.
I mean, it's hard to fire your friends, but that's why you don't hire your friends typically, because when you have to fire them, it sucks.
Yeah. Like, sure.
It's not fun.
But you don't expect that to happen. And that's the funny thing about NFL coaches. Generally, NFL coaches are just going to hire people that they know because it is a bit of a boy system.
Yeah, I do like that he said the offense was going to be Houston's offense. It wasn't going to be a, you know, New England or LA thing. Like, that's, I think, something I wanted to hear was that he's not going to try to implement something that he just ran before. Though I know he said he likes tight ends, so like good luck.
Yeah,
Dalton
likes tight
Schultz,
ends.
Yeah. Revan Jordan. Cade Stover.
Yeah. Dalton Schultz posted something strange yesterday where he posted a picture of some sort of car. I'm not sure what brand. It was a fancy car. And then he posted a picture on his Instagram story right afterwards, and it looked like he had been pulled over. So maybe he's speeding a little bit.
Go a little fast?
Yeah, might have been going a little fast.
It happens.
I understand the temptation when you're driving a nice car to go fast.
That's why I would never roll.
That's why you drive.
Why I don't have one. I don't want to go too fast.
Yeah, because you might kill an opossum again. Which we learned from you earlier in the show that you hit and ran an opossum.
I learned.
You didn't take him to the hospital or anything.
No, I just left him there.
You just left him there. Didn't even finish him off.
He might not.
Was
even
he twitching?
Dead.
Yeah.
No, the other car behind me finished him off.
Oh, jeez. And on that note, that's the 10-minute drill. Abigail in for Sean behind the glass. He's Joe. I'm Paul. It's Galata, George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Alex Bregman is off to the Boston Red Sox. We wish him well, but are you upset that he's not going to be a part of the team anymore? And is Kevin Durant about to be a part of the Houston Rockets in the near future? Stick around.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
You're back with Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
Here's a 1-1 pitch to Bohm. Bouncing ball, gently hit to third. Bregman with a bare hand. It's his only chance, and he makes the play. Alex Bregman, beautiful stuff. Two gone in the 10th.
Gold Glover at third base leaves said position to play second base for a team that doesn't really have the best fielding third baseman, but that's what happened. Alex Bregman signed with the Boston Red Sox last night, a 3-year, $120 million deal, $40 million a season. He has the ability to opt out after every single year. It's an interesting move. I think we all had a feeling he might be gone, but it's just hard to actually see the report there in stone, especially with how long this process has drawn out of whether or not Bregman would return here or go elsewhere. The Astros kept on talking about internal conversations. Seems like 6 years, $156 million is as far as they went. The Detroit Tigers, they asked Alex Bregman out. They said, hey, 6 years, $171 million, what say you? Turned it down for this deal with Boston, which for Bregman, totally get why he signed it, totally get why he's leaving. No hard feelings whatsoever. We wish him well.
Yeah, and I think if any other team that was pursuing him would have maybe given him that 6 years, 171 that the Tigers did, maybe he would have signed that. But I think it was pretty clear he did not want to go to Detroit. He wants to win. I think that's a huge part of this. And like three of the four teams that he could have signed with are teams that could win their division next year. I think it's a longer shot for Boston, for sure. That's a tough division, but he does really strengthen that team, and he obviously crushes it at Fenway. So it's good for him. It sucks that the guys keep leaving. Like, I wish they would have kept one of these guys besides Altuve, of all of them.
Well, they did.
Who?
How do you not know?
Who did they keep?
Joe. It's so disrespectful.
Lance?
Yeah. Lance McCullers, you're laughing at it. That's a 2017 American League Championship Series hero.
You're right. They kept one guy.
Game 7 of the 2017 ALCS. Maybe the best night of my life, having partying after that. Just a very surprising turn of events that night. And that was Lance McCullers. He did that for all of us here in town.
Yeah, it was a great night. And maybe one day we'll see him pitch for the Astros again.
He's throwing off a mound.
He is.
But not very fast.
Yeah, not up to his peak velocity. We'll see if he can get there. It might not be left in the bag. Who knows?
You want to weigh in on Bregman's departure? You can. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Rockets, two wins in a row after the six-game losing streak. They took down the Phoenix Suns last night. Final score, 119-111. Not the best game for Jalen Green, 8 of 21 from the field. Petari Eason started. He had a good game. 25 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, and 3 steals. No Devin Booker, no Bradley Beal, but Kevin Durant, who everyone thinks is going to be traded this offseason, was awesome. 37 points, 9 assists, 5 boards, and 2 steals. My old co-host, Vanessa Richardson, is now the Rockets sideline reporter. And before last night's game, she talked about the very many connections that Kevin Durant has to the Houston Rockets.
Jeff Green and Kevin Durant were rookies together for the Seattle Supersonics. KD works out with Jalen, Jabari, and Fred every summer. Kevin Durant and assistant coach Royale Ivy, both Texas Longhorns. Get this, Royale taught KD how to drive. But one of the biggest connections is head coach Ime Udoka. Ime played against KD, coached him in Brooklyn, and 2 summers with the USA team. Ime said what stands out about KD is his efficiency. He said there's not a lot of wasted movement. His work ethic and daily routine are second to none. He said when you have that natural physical ability and his height and length, his IQ, you put that work ethic behind it, this is what you become. He said with Brooklyn and Team USA, he would almost just go through our practices so he could get to his routine at the end. Ime said over the summers in LA, it's been great for our young guys to work out with him and see what it takes to be great. And listen to this story, Craig and Ryan. Ime said, I guarded KD his rookie year. He said, KD loves to tell the story that I told the referee to tell KD to stop crying because he was complaining about my physicality. Ime said the next year, KD's in OKC at that point. Ime said, yeah, KD had adjusted to the physicality of the league.
So many cool...
Very cool stories, Craig Ackerman. You're right.
Gosh, Jeff Green. I forgot he got into the league as a rookie with Kevin Durant. I forgot he was that. He's been that long. That's crazy.
Durant and Green are older than me.
There
are still some athletes who are older than me.
Yeah, not many. A ton, but there's still some.
So very few.
I mean, as long as Martin Maldonado keeps playing baseball, you've got some runway about the oldest app of, you know, not getting passed up.
Yeah.
But you still got a couple years.
It was nice when Tom Brady was still playing, and I was like, well, Brady's playing. He's 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
So he still felt pretty young. You hear that laid out by Vanessa. I mean, talk about foreplay for the Rockets and Kevin Durant here.
It's.
I mean, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. If he's going to get traded anywhere, where would he want to go? He wants to win another title. Mm-hmm. He wants to seem like he's the star, but he probably doesn't want to do as much work as it seems like they were expecting him to do with the Suns. He's up there in age. It's close to where he played in college. There's definitely an appreciation for him amongst Longhorn fans. I think it's going to happen.
I think it's the most logical sense of where he would go in terms that, remember, there's a lot of teams that can't trade for him now. Like, the apron stuff changes everything within the NBA. They did this on purpose, so there's not as much free will and movement within the NBA players demanding trades. Like, where would you want to go if you're Kevin Durant to win a championship? The Houston Rockets have the young players. They have the draft capital. It's a great city. Oklahoma City has the draft capital, the players. But why would you want to go back to OKC? Unless he wants to do a swan song, which would be a good, like, storybook ending, finally getting that title with the Thunder after leaving them, would be a cool thing to happen. Like, what does he want to go to, like, Detroit? Like, who Amen's brother is also incredible. I learned that last night. He's awesome, just as much as Amen Thompson is. But, like, where else would you want to go? Would you want to go to San Antonio, play with De'Aaron Fox and Wemby? I mean, maybe.
Whatever's left of Greg Popovich, no offense. I mean, you know, I would imagine there's got to be some health concerns about Popovich going forward as the coach. And if he's not running the show, I don't know if I'd want to go there.
He could have been traded to Minnesota at the deadline. They tried to get it done. And he could have, if Kevin Durant wanted to, he could have pushed that thing through and found a way to get it. He could have been playing with Anthony Edwards right now if he wanted to. So Houston, with all those connections, the relationship with Ime, I think that's the most important part. Is even all the, because the players might not be here. Jeff Green could be gone. To get Kevin Durant, you're going to have to trade some of these guys. So Ime's here. That's what matters. And they will have a young core of players with him that also I think will work well around him. I mean, like, he doesn't have the defensive pressure around him. If he has Tari and Amen Thompson on the court with him, he doesn't have to guard the best guy on the court. Like, he can take a lesser player and not have as much pressure. So I hope it happens. If it's not Devin Booker, I hope it's KD.
From the 747, KD is the original soft-ass boy. Well, I mean, listening to that story from Vanessa, yeah, there are some guys that are on the Rockets right now that thought he was soft at one point.
That's true, but he also snipes back. I appreciate that.
I like that Durant doesn't do the burner thing anymore. I like that he's just open with it.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough look for him. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, you just go back at it. Like, what's wrong with clapping back at fans? There's some fans that are 100% worth clapping back at. There's some commenters for us that are sometimes worth clapping back at.
Yeah, it's that you can't just let people like beat you down all the time. You got to snap back at them.
You got to fire back.
Yeah.
Pow, right in the kisser. Pow, right in the kisser. 713-780-3776 to call into text. And you can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975. From the 832, Paul, you should know this. Will the Boston Metro be able to handle Bregman's mid, as in weak and not good hot sauce? Or is that going to be too much for Beantown?
Is it too spicy for them?
We're not one for spices in the Northeast.
Okay.
We're just not. This isn't just Boston. I think New York, you could maybe make an argument that... Yeah, because New York is the city, as they call it. But in the Northeast, half my family's from Philadelphia, half my family's from Boston. Not a lot of seasoning going on. That has been – seasoning is something that I've added to my cooking equation since I moved down here.
Lobster roll or Philly cheesesteak?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't like cheese, so steak sandwich from Philadelphia?
Sure, sure.
Oh, that's tough. It really depends on how you're feeling. It's been a while since I've had a good steak sandwich. Probably steak sandwich. More filling. Lobster rolls are fantastic, though.
But they're not very filling.
No, they're not.
No.
They're not.
At my last apartment we lived in, they would bring a food truck once a week, and they would bring a lobster roll food truck. Oh, it was expensive, but it was so good.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, listen, that's what Alex Bregman's going to have access to now. A lot of seafood. And seafood in Boston's great, but... I think it's a one-note city.
That's all they got.
As far as
they got good steaks? Like good steak restaurants?
I mean, every place has good steak restaurants, right?
That's true.
To a degree?
Yeah, that's true.
I think. Again, I'm not...
I would hope so, actually.
I'm not a classy man, okay? I don't go out to these places much.
You don't take a girl out for the first date to, like, a steakhouse?
No, I've done that before. It's a terrible idea. I took someone out to Uchi for a first date. That was...
Really? I've been wanting to go.
Oh, wow. Well, no, Joe, that's HR, Joe.
No, violation. Double date.
Oh, yeah.
A double date?
Oh,
Courtside guy and marathon girl.
No, blind date. I set you up. You set me up.
Who am I setting you up with?
I don't know. Can you not do 30s, though?
Not do 30s. Can we not do 30s?
That's shame.
First off, that hurt my feelings right there for a second. Second off, like, who do you think I know in their 20s that's single?
I don't know. You go to the gym.
Yeah. I don't go ask guys, hey, do you want to go out with a girl at the gym?
If we know 20-year-olds, you work with them.
Yeah.
At this point.
Oh, you're right.
River to the Sea says, Abigail's hinting Paul needs to take her to a steakhouse. That's an HR violation by River to the Sea. 100%. Things are getting awkward here.
Yeah.
It's Gallant and George. Abigail and Freshawn Mapes. He's Joe. I'm Paul. 713-780-3776 to call in and text in. Will I be removed by HR&P within the next 3 minutes?
She
I guess we'll find
it.
Out on the other side. Will Abigail be removed by HR&P? Will this be just the Joe George Show with Joe George producing and hosting going forward? You'll find out in 3 minutes. Alex Bregman is a Boston Red Sox. Stay put.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.